It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, and the powerful iHeartRadio Network. A special thank you to you, the great listener of this show. You have us in the number three, according to Nielsen, in the top 10 in New York AM radio. How cool is that? And that's a testament to the great guests that we have week in and week out. And of course, tonight we are featuring Keita Deming. He is about to release an incredible book called Strategy to Action: Run Your Business Without It Running You. And every leader, everyone running a business of any size, that's on their mind. They want to run the business without it ruining and just running their life in a thousand different pieces. Before we get to our guest, a special thank you to the great team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, who make the show happen week in and week out. Without them, it's virtually impossible. Srili, Michal, Nachi, DJ, thank you so much for making this, doing all the work behind the scenes to make it possible. And to the great folks at 710 WOR, Zeb Brenner, thank you for the shout out. And a special thank you to all those that stopped me anywhere and everywhere, giving me feedback. They see the business class clips. They saw the YouTube. They heard us on Nucky Radio. Of course, they heard us on 710 WOR and iHeart, on Spotify. They read those columns in the Jewish Home. It's all about providing incredible business content. And that's why we sought out to have Keita Deming on the show. Keita is releasing a book on November 22nd, Strategy to Action: Run Your Business Without It Running You. Now, Keita is the Director of Development and Innovation at the Covenant Group, and he's an award-winning educator and coach who is working to transform companies into places and spaces that are idea-driven and people-centered. Now, obviously it's confidential, I'm not going to share, but I do know some of the people and companies that he has transformed, and they have just great praise for Keita. Keita, thank you so much for joining us here on Mind Your Business.
Thank you for having me, Yitzhak, and it's always a pleasure. I want to thank you for the number of times you've had us on your show and always supporting the work we do, sharing that good work, and especially the stuff you did at the Pinnacle. I think that stuff that's going to be remembered for the ages. So thank you for that.
Yes. Yeah, that was some conference. It really was. And what a lineup that you had. What a lineup. That was special.
Yeah, man.
I know if we get distracted on that, we'll be talking about that for the next hour. So we're going to have to get to what we're set out to accomplish today. And especially, you know, coming on that title, Strategy to Action. You know, I would be remiss if we went off topic and we didn't follow through. So walk us down, you know, memory lane here. What was the aha moment? You do this work day in and day out, companies of many different sizes, probably companies of one to a company of many, as Norm is fond of saying. What was the aha moment when you said, you know what? I got to commit this to print. I got to write about this.
Yeah. You know what? It's the John Donnelly. I was having a conversation with him today, and he was saying that people who are true masters of their craft humble themselves to craft, which is that they're always learning. They never feel like they know everything. It's sort of the more you know, the more you realize how little you know. And the germ or the seed for this book was planted by our clients. In it, we lay out a framework that our clients love and use every single day. And they kept asking us to say, hey, we want to read more about this. We love this framework. It's so helpful. I have it on my desk printed, but I'd like to read more about it. And we'd just never written about it. And part of it is we were so busy with our clients doing the work that we'd never taken the time to write it. And then I remember, I think we did a session with you during COVID. So around this time, we did a conversation with you. And the message for us at the time was, never let a crisis go to waste. Right. How was this crisis a gift for you? So instead of looking at what are the downsides, et cetera, what's the silver lining in the crisis? And the silver lining in the crisis for me, I was like, oh man, I got the time to write this book that my clients have been asking me to write for a long time. And the first year of COVID, I was like everybody stumbling through it. And in the second year of COVID, I kind of really committed to writing the book. So that would have been 2021. 2022 gave my book to an editor who basically made me rewrite it. And now it's coming out in 2023. So it's taken 3 years of love and heart and putting everything that I had to write a book for busy professionals. So one of the things I would say, the book is intentionally short, intentionally punchy. It gets to the point really quickly. So my thinking is, if you buy this book and you're flying from New York to San Francisco, I want you to read the book on the flight from New York to San Francisco and back. That's what I was thinking when I wrote this book. And how do I do that? And as you come off the plane, you can apply something from the book in your business, not because you have to, because the book has inspired you to. So that's where the impetus of writing the book came from. I don't know if, is that helpful, my friend?
Yeah, absolutely. Now let's go into the title. Now, the title is really at the core of what you do and provide for your clients day in and day out at the Covenant Group. Strategy to Action. That's such a powerful title. It gives an adrenaline rush. Strategy to Action. Every executive, every leader dreams of strategy. But then not everyone's able to execute. Perhaps you could discuss even just that headline, what it stands for, Strategy to Action.
Maybe I'll talk about that by telling a story
that
happened recently. So about 3 days ago, I was taking a call from a prospect, a potential client of ours. Mm-hmm. And he was telling me, I asked him, if one of the first things we say is, tell me about your company. What are some of your pain points, et cetera. And throughout, he said three times, we value our people. We continue to invest in our people. Our people are number one. So I stopped him and I said, do you mind if I ask you a question? How much money do you set aside to invest in your people on an annual basis? And he said, good question. I have to look into that. I'm not sure. I don't think we've ever deliberately set aside money for his people. We just do it as it comes about. We haven't really done that. So I go, cool. So how much time do you set aside to invest in your people on an annual basis? Good question. I would have to look into that and get back to you. So I said to him, you said three times on this call that you value your people and you want to invest in your people. That's what you're saying. I just asked you two questions around how much money do you spend on your people and how much time do you invest in them? And you couldn't answer those questions. That's a very clear gap. So in our work, we talk about, you can tell what people value in two ways, how they spend their time and how they spend their money. If you're not spending time or money on your people, and you're saying that you value your people and you invest in your people, they will begin to get resentment if that's your constant message, but they don't see any time or money being dedicated towards them. It means there's a gap between your intention and your action. Now, that story is one that I happened this week, but the reason Strategy to Action is what it is because I kept seeing similar stories over and over and over and over, which is people say things, they declare, our company is about this, our mission is about this, our vision is about this. But when you ask them, show me your calendar, how does what's in your calendar reflect your stated mission and vision? There was almost always a gap. There was never, ever an alignment between that. And I think that is the genesis of what this title is about. It's about telling people that there are four things you have to define before you even begin to grow your business. Mm-hmm. What's your desired future? Where do you want to be 5, 10, 15 years from now? What are you prioritizing right now to ensure that you make that future a reality? The third one is, how do you create alignment in your world so that everything you do when you wake up, the first action you do is towards your desired future, towards what you've decided to do 5, 10, 15 years from now? And then where are you allocating resources to ensure that they support your stated desired future? Because what this book is about is saying, okay, you've stated this, you've declared this. Here's the approach that you used to go about in making this a reality. That's where that title comes from. And that's how I want people to think about strategy to action and how they too can start to see the realities of their world come into play. Is that?
Yeah, that's it. And now the book is going to be available on November 22nd. Is it available for pre-order?
So the book is available right now. So if you go anywhere where you buy books, most people go to Amazon and you type in strategy to action, or you type in my name, you can pre-order the book right now. And as soon as it's ready, it comes in. I suggest you pre-order it right now. That would be the number one thing for an author, is having as many pre-orders as possible. But I don't want you to pre-order it because I just asked you. I want you to pre-order it because you resonate with having a gap between your stated intention and how you live your life every day. If that's what you have ever experienced, then I think you should pick it up and share it with somebody. Tell a friend about it. And it's coming out November 22nd, so you can buy Christmas gifts or seasonal gifts, whatever you celebrate. You can buy gifts for folks and celebrate that way.
So, and Keita, so it's how is it spelled?
A-E-I-T-A, Deming, DEMMING.com. One of the things I've learned about publishing a book, I've learned my name is very SEO-friendly. There's only one Keita Deming. If you search K-E-I-T-A-D-E-M-M-I-N-G, you'll find my website, and that's where you'll find the links. But just go straight to Amazon, and you'll get it there.
Amazing. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Take your company's leadership and management skills to new heights. Imagine soaring through the sky in a military-grade F-35 flight simulator, just as the real thing. I'm Kobe Regev, CEO and founder of The Squadron, and I'm a former fighter pilot and a squadron commander in the Israeli Air Force. Our workshops offer an empowering training experience that will push your boundaries and help unleash your company's full potential. Visit us at thesquadron.com to learn more. That's thesquadron.com to learn more.
30 years of marketing secrets in a newsletter? Is that even possible? Go to bottomlinebrew.com to learn how to grow your customer base and boost your bottom line. Have the Bottom Line Brew weekly newsletter delivered straight to your inbox. Well, you'll learn from Fortune 500 executives such as Beth Comstock and Joe Hart. Go to bottomlinebrew.com. That's bottomlinebrew.com. Brew up some free marketing secrets at bottomlinebrew.com.
A defining moment in your life could be transformational. And when that moment comes, you need to be prepared with emotional intelligence. Hi, I'm Chuck Garcia, author of Amazon's bestseller, A Climb to the Top, and my new book called The Moment That Defines Your Life is coming out in February 2024. Learn how to integrate modern practices of emotional intelligence with classic Stoic philosophies. Pre-order on Amazon today.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today. Or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Ian Sixapolis right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, and around the world on the powerful iHeart Radio Network. And in case you're wondering, when can I watch this episode with Kita? Sure, it's going to be up on YouTube, and you can be alerted automatically if you subscribe to the channel. On YouTube, we're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Again, on YouTube, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. And of course, on the channel, you can access the wealth of material from guests, Fortune 500 executives, and corporate leaders of many types of businesses that have all been featured on the Mind Your Business show, and they're available on YouTube at 710 WOR Mind Your Business. Tonight's guest, Kita Deming, he's releasing a new book, Strategy to Action. The title itself drives the energy, Strategy to Action. Every leader deals with this. They have ideas, they have a vision, but how do they turn it into action? How do they execute? And the subtitle is Run Your Business Without It Running You. I'm going to jump in to something that you address in the book, Kita. And that is something that every leader has to deal with. But I'm asking within the framework of strategy to action. Dealing with problems. Dealing with issues. How problem solving. How does that jive? How can a leader deal with issues and solve problems while still maintaining their focus on executing their vision?
So there are two things I want to talk about. We could probably talk about the first one a little bit later, but the first one is, how do you talk about the problems? What kind of conversations do you need to have? What are the conversation skills are you going to have around problems? And that's a whole specialty in itself. How do you manage conflict, etc.? How do you not how do you create psychological safety? What are the things that really drive decision-making? And it comes right back to conversations. But before you get into that, the number one thing that I've noticed is that people don't understand the nature of the problem that's in front of them. So what I mean by that is, there are all kinds of examples about this in history, and thankfully, this is not one I use in the book, but hopefully gets a message across. So in Vietnam, the leaders or those in power had a real problem with rats in their city or in Vietnam. And they decided to get citizens to bring us rat tails, and they'll get a prize or they get money. And what happened is that people started to breed rats and bring the tails. And they started to see little rats running around the city with no tails. And they realized that people were becoming very entrepreneurial about how to get rewards for the rats. Most of us would look at that as unintended consequence. So we say we'd had an intervention in place, and that's an unintended consequence. I disagree with that notion. I think it is an unintended consequence. But the problem was that initially you assumed the problem was simple. You assumed, if I do this, then I'll get a particular outcome. Mm-hmm. Not recognizing that if I do this, maybe I'll get a specific outcome. So in the book, I talk about there's a difference between if-then thinking and if-then-maybe thinking. And we need to understand that the world is getting more and more complex. So for simple problems, if-then makes a lot of sense. If I put these three ingredients together, I can make a recipe. That's great. That's if-then thinking. It works really well in computer programming and simple problems. If I hit this button, this thing executes. In machine kind of thing, if you put this thing on a conveyor belt, it wraps up the box or whatever. That's great. Once you introduce variables and complexity, human beings, etc., the thinking that gets you ahead is if then, maybe. And the maybe piece is where you have to apply strategy. You put your strategy of like, if we put this idea, initiative, concept in place, we are very confident we'll be successful. And that takes some thinking, that takes some analysis, that takes some really careful approach to planning to be able to really understand that, hey, we are not 100% sure that this is going to work, but we're pretty confident, given what we know, that if we do this, we'll beat our competition, we'll be the best in the market, etc. And that's the distinction. For the first thing that people need to recognize is, am I dealing with a simple problem or am I dealing with a complex problem? And most people take all problems the same. Mm-hmm. And the approach that you take with a complex problem is more experimental. Hey, let's test this. Does this work? How does this respond? So let's go back to the rat tail example. If we pay people for rats, they'll kill the rats and we'll get rid of rat population. No, people are smart and clever. If you pay people for rats, they'll breed their own rats. They cut the rats so they don't have to go hunt. It's much easier to breed rats and then bring you the tails. And that's because they assume the problem, the solution to the problem was simple. And there are countless examples of that throughout society, throughout life, where people just assume that the problem that's in front of them is one that's straightforward and easy. And that is, to me, one of the most common mistakes people make. There's another great example of, there was this problem this building owners had on the elevator, and the tenants kept complaining that the elevator was slow. So the tenants were demanding a faster elevator. We want a faster elevator. And what they did is they put mirrors in the lobby of the elevator. All the complaints stopped because people started to look at themselves and they stopped complaining. And they were about to invest millions in this faster elevator. So sometimes you have to think about, how do I really address this issue? What's the real problem here? So I think the idea of problem solving and what kind of problem is that, what kind of problem are you facing, is a very real one that a lot of people ignore. Hope that's helpful.
Absolutely.
I'm glad I'm making you laugh.
No, absolutely. That's it's incredible how creative people really need to be in problem solving. You know, many times people are just like, exactly like, what's in front of them? Let me just deal with that head on, not realizing there are other creative ways and many times, you know, inexpensive ways to deal with an issue. But it's just a matter of really understanding what the pain point is and then coming up with the approach. I mean, the idea about the elevator is a great example. It's a great example. Yeah. Okay. Now, there's something you touched on, and that is the importance of conversations. And I know at the Covenant Group, they speak about this frequently. And this is, I would like to address this point. Strategy to action. Good. An executive, let's say, is a great drill sergeant. He knows how to get things done. He doesn't have time for conversations. What is the background? What is the psychology? Why are conversations so meaningful, so important in order to gain buy-in to execute a vision?
So I don't understand the idea of he doesn't have time for conversations, but can I throw a question?
Sure.
I want you to think about some task you want to get accomplished.
Okay.
You think of a task in your brain, something
okay.
you want
to okay.
How do you accomplish that task without having a conversation?
Yeah, I mean, so I would just respond by just kind of picking up and doing it myself. But of course, I need to delegate and I'll need a team to get me there. But the way to do it, you know, without is just myself. But of course, then I'm hitting the glass ceiling because there's a limit in the amount of hours and energy that I could devote to it.
So there are two things I want to point out to you. One is we can't do anything without first having a conversation with ourselves. Mm. I should move this pen. I should start writing my book. We have to have self-talk is how we drive behavior.
Wow.
And that's the first thing that people don't recognize. So in the conversation is happening at three levels. One with yourself, one with your inner circle, that's your loved ones, your closest people, your closest employees, your closest teammates, whoever. Mm-hmm. And then the third one is the sector or system that you're trying to affect or you're trying to have an impact on. So what I want people to understand or take away from this book is that conversation is the action. So there's no such thing as I don't have time for conversation, because we can't do anything in this world without a conversation, at least with ourselves. So if I want to go and run, I have to convince myself to put on my shoes, go and run and do the whole thing. And while I'm on the run, I have to convince myself to run not 1K, not 2K, but 5K. And I have to convince myself every step not to give up. So when I say conversation is the action, I mean conversation is the action. I mean, there is nothing we can accomplish in this world without conversation. Conversation is the heart of every single thing we do. So for example, one of the things that we know from science is that there are three things human beings do better than any other animal on the planet. Number one is our capacity for language. No other animal has the capacity for language like we do that we know of. We have the highest capacity for language. The second is our ability to set goals. We can set goals 10, 15, 20, 200 years in advance, where animals can't do that. Some animals can do like seasonal planning maybe. And that's it's debatable about whether or not they set a goal or whether that's instinctual. The third thing is we can share goals. We can have shared goals. Those are the three things that separate us as human beings that make us the only species that is changing the planet, that has impacted the planet the way it has. That is what makes us human beings. That is the fundamental thing that made us be able to build skyscrapers in New York, send people to the moon, et cetera. It's those three things: language, goal setting, ability to share goals. You cannot do any of those three things without conversation. You cannot do it without, even if you believe in the rugged individual narrative, you have to have the conversation with yourself that eliminates doubts and fears and all these things. And that's what I mean by conversation is the action, and that we have to move away from thinking that conversations are machines and that the way to get performance is carrot and stick, etc. The way to get performance is to get people to dream or buy into what the vision is. And that's what I mean by conversations are the most important piece in business, and most people don't even pay attention to it. It's not even on their radar.
Now, Keita, it was profound, really, that the importance of having a conversation with yourself. Take out the time to, it's profound. Mm-hmm. Wow. I was speaking with Keita Deming. He is an award-winning educator and coach at the Covenant Group, and he's releasing a book. It's coming out November 22nd, Strategy to Action. Keita, how can people pre-order the book?
So you can pre-order the book by visiting my website, keitademing.com. That's K-E-I-T-A-D-E-M-M-I-N-G. And you can go to Amazon and search my name or search Strategy to Action and hit that pre-order button. Get some really good gifts for the season with your friends. It comes on November 22nd. It's designed to be a book that makes strategy and implementation of strategy very simple. I could have easily called this book the one-page strategy plan, but I didn't. But that's what essentially this book is about. It's about how do we make it very, very simple for people to set a goal and a vision and then have a plan for implementing that goal or vision. And if that's of interest to you, check out the book, keitademing.com or Strategy to Action.
We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Take your company's leadership and management skills to new heights. Imagine soaring through the sky in a military-grade F-35 flight simulator just as the real thing. I'm Kobe Regev, CEO and founder of The Squadron, and I'm a former fighter pilot and a squadron commander in the Israeli Air Force. Our workshops offer an empowering training experience that will push your boundaries and help unleash your company's full potential. Visit us at thesquadron.com to learn more. That's thesquadron.com to learn more.
What if you could have 30 years of marketing secrets with just the click of a button? Go to bottomlinebrew.com to unlock exclusive marketing, leadership, and sales tips from Fortune 500 executives. Bottomlinebrew.com. Each week, you'll get one email packed with business insights to grow your bottom line. To get the Bottom Line Brew delivered straight to your inbox, visit bottomlinebrew.com. That's bottomlinebrew.com.
Ever wished as you're sitting alone in a corner at one of those networking events that you could connect better with other people? Ever beat yourself up because you didn't speak up again at that meeting? Or been sweating buckets terrified before a presentation because you aren't confident about your public speaking skills? We've all been there. The good news is, you can change. For over 100 years, millions of lives have been transformed because of our courses at Dale Carnegie. We develop people's confidence, leadership abilities, communication skills, public speaking skills, and human relations. Both our public courses and customized corporate workshops have proven results. We all have goals, but only a limited amount of time to reach those goals. Let Dale Carnegie help you get there. For further information, visit us online at dalecarnegie.com. That's dalecarnegie.com, where you can explore all the training courses and regional locations that are available to you. dalecarnegie.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with the Successfuls right here on 710 WOR. And for those that are like, hey, I want to watch this show, of course, it will be up on YouTube. If you want to be automatically notified, simply click on subscribe on our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is 710 WOR Mind Your Business. And you'll be treated to this interview in a video format. Tonight's guest, Keita Deming. He is an award-winning educator and coach. He is at the Covenant Group, and he is releasing a brand new book, Strategy to Action, Run Your Business Without It Running You. In the first few segments of tonight's show, we discuss problem solving and some other key issues that come up with any leader that is looking to implement a strategy, right? Strategy to action. It's all about implementation. We now open this particular segment of tonight's show, Keita, by asking you a very key question that you deal with on a daily basis when you deal with clients. Where do most people get stuck in implementing their vision? Meaning, a leader has to have a dream. And like you discussed during the show, what's your 2-year plan, your 5-year plan, your 10-year plan, 20? Okay. Why do many people, they envision the road, they have a vision for the road, but they don't get there? Where do they get stuck? Loaded question there.
It's not loaded. It's just there are many places that places get stuck, and I'm trying to think about where is the place that most people get stuck. And okay. Undoubtedly, in my mind, is that most people get stuck in. Let me recast this by telling a story.
Sure.
We had a client come in, and we did all this planning around. This is the future they wanted to build. This is the structure of the organization he had to do. This is systems and processes he had to implement. Da, da, da. This is how much growth we believe we would get if we implemented these 4 strategies, blah, blah. We did a whole session for this, lots of time invested, etc. At the end of all this planning, this guy looks at me and says, I know exactly what I need to do. I believe in this strategy we put forward. I think this would significantly grow our business, probably 5 times or 10 times. I am not sure I'm willing to pay the price in the short term for the gains that I'm going to get in the long term. I think that's where most people fall short. Most people fall short because they're not prepared to pay the price today for the bigger return tomorrow. So they're not prepared to make the sacrifices today for the bigger returns tomorrow. So for simple things, I'm not going to have the ice cream. I'm going to have an apple instead. That's a short-term cost for a long-term gain. And especially when it's intangible. The more intangible it is, the more, I think, the harder time people have paying the upfront costs for that. So in the book, what I talk about is that people are more comfortable with things that are personally meeting and certain. They're less comfortable with things that are organized, deferred, and a gamble. Things that are organized, deferred, and a gamble tend to be the things that redefine your life, help you make leaps in life. You don't go 1, 2, you go 1, 5, 1, 10, 1, 20 when you do things that are organized, deferred, and a gamble. So at the Covenant Group, we have a saying where we talk about the single biggest differentiator between high performers and average producers is the time frame or time span in which you think and plan. the first thing you need to do is extend the timeline. I'll give you a very practical example of
that.
Sure. I recently tore my ACL in my knee. And before I tore my ACL, I started in January and I set a 1-year fitness goal and a 5-year fitness goal. So I had two goals. When I tore my ACL in April 2nd of this year, I was upset. I was pissed. And I thought, like, all my goals out the window. Went to my trainer and stuff, and he said, wait, stop. This sucks in the short term. All your goals are out the window for the first 2 years, for sure. Because you have to have surgery, all this. You're not going to be running a 5K in the next 2 years. Nothing in your 5-year goals change. You could still meet every single one of your 5-year goals, even with this hiccup. This is an injury that will take me out for a year exactly. So from April 2nd of when I got the injury, I'll have surgery in October. Based on the surgery, I won't be able to go for a run until 6 months after the surgery, which is April of 2024. So I've been set back by 1 year. But in that time, there are all kinds of other things I can do because it's only my one leg that's a problem. I can do all kinds of other things to keep myself on target. One of my goals was to run a 10K. That I can't start until April of 2024. Right. But by December of 2024, I'll be running a 10K. Right? So the reason that I could have that insight is in January, I had set my 1 and 5 year goals. So when this catastrophic thing happened, a massive injury, et cetera, comes in my world, I already have a plan. It just needs to be tweaked a little bit to have prehab, post-hab, et cetera. And here's the other thing. Because I was already in a habit of getting in shape, the stronger I go into that surgery, the shorter my recovery time. So my trainer and I, what we've done is we just completely changed everything I'm doing right now. And it's all geared to making sure I go into that surgery as strong as possible. That decreases the time that I'm out of commission on the other side. So one of the things we talk about in our work is high performers distinguish themselves by what they do before, during, and after. Most people focus on the during. I'll give you an example in sales. Everybody wants to know what's the magic word, what do I say in the conversation, et cetera. That's what they're concerned about. People who really make leaps, people who go from 2 times, they don't do 2 times. People who grow their business 5 times, 10 times, 15 times, 20 times. Those people, they focus on what did they do before, during, and after. So for me, in my surgery, it's the same thing. What am I doing before to get myself ready for that surgery? I'm walking, exercises, doing certain kinds of exercises, etc. I'll spare you the details of it. Yeah. And every single day I'm doing it. And then during, as soon as possible, I have to start exercising as soon as possible. One of the things I've done is I bought a stationary bike because I was riding up at the gym, which is a 5-minute walk from me. And I realized once I have the surgery, I'm not going to walk to the gym. So I bought a stationary bike secondhand, cost me $300. And that gym is going in my basement. So that once that surgery happens, I just have to walk from my bedroom to the next room, get on the bike and start my rehab. So reduce the friction. So it's what you do before, during, and after. And that applies to everything you do in life. That applies to how you grow your business, how you manage your marriage, your relationship with your best friend, et cetera. It's just these fundamental principles that if you follow them, they increase the chances of you having success exponentially. And a lot of people don't recognize that.
And now another quick point, because we have to go to a commercial break in 2 minutes. And just from the vantage point of your new release, Strategy to Action, is, and I enjoy this, that you had a 5-year plan. There was, unfortunately, a setback. But you didn't throw out the baby with the bathwater. How many times do executives like, oh no, that's it. It can't happen now. Forget it. They just like everything comes apart. No, you shared that you could still meet that 5-year goal, even though there was a setback.
Can I make a really important distinction here?
Sure.
I think it's really important. With my example of my knee, my fitness goals are all within my control. So none of the assumptions didn't change. So the crisis happened, and I could just jump back on that because they were all very personal. Take the example of the pandemic, for example. I'm seeing this all the time with companies. You have three CEOs who are, the pandemic has changed everything, therefore we need to change everything in our business. The pandemic is now over, let's get back to our plan. And then there are the CEOs who are doing a hybrid. The pandemic has impacted our life. We need to see what still applies and what new we need to add. Spoiler alert, it's the hybrid that's probably going to have the best performance.
Right.
So it's not about throwing the baby out of the bathwater, going back to the type of problem you have. It's what's the type of crisis you're dealing with. So there are three things that impact social change in general. The paradigm, and a paradigm does two things. It defines the boundaries in which you work, and it defines the rules for playing. The pandemic changed the rules for playing, and it changed the boundaries. The way resources flow in a system, the pandemic has changed the way resources flow. People are now working from home. They're not driving downtown. People are working online, all that. So the resource flows in the system has changed. And then the social relationships have changed, the way people interact. There are way less cooler conversations happening. So the paradigm has shifted. We are watching social change happen. The number one thing I want you to remember from my book, from strategy, etc., is strategy is a hypothesis. You use your tactics to test the hypothesis. And that's one of the number one lessons that I think people need to take away from the book. And that's very different from my injury is one type of crisis versus the pandemic, which was absolutely transformative. And you have to take different approaches to that, if that makes sense. So it's not about, I could jump back on the bandwagon with my training. I can't do that with my company. Well, I can, but I don't think it'd be successful. But that's beside.
Keita Deming. His new release is going to be on November 22nd, Strategy to Action, Run Your Business Without It Running You. Keita, how could people pre-order?
First of all, you can pre-order it right now. Most people will probably do that on Amazon. You can visit my website, keitademing.com, where I have all the major sellers on my website. Also, you can sign up for my mailing list. I send out a newsletter every 2 weeks, which is packed with stuff that I'm talking about today. I have a mailing list, which an open rate of 40%, which is apparently really, really high.
And it certainly is.
Industry.
Yeah.
So if you want to get that kind of value, visit my website, keitademing.com, search my name, KEITADEMMING, or search Strategy to Action, and you'll find a copy of the book. And you can follow me anywhere at KDeming.
We're going to be back with the last segment of tonight's show with Keita right after this.
A defining moment in your life could be transformational. And when that moment comes, you need to be prepared with emotional intelligence. Hi, I'm Chuck Garcia, author of Amazon's bestseller, A Climb to the Top. And my new book called The Moment That Defines Your Life is coming out in February 2024. Learn how to integrate modern practices of emotional intelligence with classic Stoic philosophies. Pre-order on Amazon today.
The future that you envision for yourself and your business is totally attainable. You need support along the way. And as entrepreneurs, having a team around you that supports you in achieving what that vision is vital. And that is something that the Covenant Group is committed to delivering.
Most of the times that people come to the Covenant Group, usually it's that they want to enjoy what they're doing, they want to have more quality time, or they want to have financial independence or financial security. My name is Keita Deming.
I'm Norm Traynor.
And we educate and coach entrepreneurs
to build a high-performance business.
We are, in essence, design engineers, and we're helping entrepreneurs design the business that's right for them and then execute.
The idea of having somebody coach you through the hard times of the business and think through what it is to have an inventory of client activity and what it is to build a base of revenue and to think like a business person, it's just not common in our industry.
My name is Mark Parton.
I'm Dean Harder.
I'm Alvin Brown.
I'm Jay Langford.
My name is Luc Godet.
I'm Andrew McKinnon, and I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
And I'm building a high-performance business.
Building a high-performance business.
Learn more by visiting www.covenantgroup.com.
Take your company's leadership and management skills to new heights. Imagine soaring through the sky in a military-grade F-35 flight simulator just as the real thing. I'm Kobe Regev, CEO and founder of The Squadron, and I'm a former fighter pilot and a squadron commander in the Israeli Air Force. Our workshops offer an empowering training experience that will push your boundaries and help unleash your company's full potential. Visit us at thesquadron.com to learn more. That's thesquadron.com to learn more.
And we're back, Mind Your Business with Ian Sexapoulos, right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, and the powerful iHeart Radio Network. That's how people access us around the world. And of course, tonight's show, it will be up on YouTube. If you want to be automatically notified when this video episode goes live, simply subscribe on YouTube. We're at 710 WOR Mind Your Business, 710 WOR Mind Your Business. And many of these clips are going to be on the powerful Business Class channel on Instagram. We're at Business Class Clips. If you click on follow, you automatically get the free daily 60-second clip, which is packed with a great short tip that could get you ahead in the business world. Tonight's guest, Keita Deming. He is releasing a book. It's coming out on November 22nd. It is available for pre-order. Strategy to Action, Run Your Business Without It Running You. And before I get to my last two questions, Keita, how could people pre-order the book?
Visit Amazon.com, type in Keita Deming and search until you find it. There's one of me, and type in Strategy to Action. Or visit my website, KeitaDeming.com. I have links to other resellers, both in the US and Canada, where you can buy a copy of the book, and you'll be one of the first people to get a copy of
Amazing.
A book that I think is going to have an impact on people's lives. So.
Now, here is an interesting question, and it's really... You know, it's a, I don't say rough and tumble type of question, but really in terms of running a business, there are tactics. There are certain day-to-day processes. There are things that have to happen in terms of getting things done. Now, there's vision and there's strategy. How do you kind of put that all together? Vision, strategy, but then the real world stuff, tactics, have to get factored into the whole picture. How do you make that all happen?
So in the book, one of the things I talk about is that there are four overarching themes that I think building your desired future comes down to. Number one is defining what that desired future is, prioritizing what you need to, the strategies you're going to take to help get you there, aligning your short-term activities with the desired future you say you want, and then how you're going to allocate resources there. The last two, which is the alignment and resource allocation, is all about tactics. And tactics is an extension of your strategy. Tactics are what your strategy looks like in action. So this book could have easily been strategy and tactics, how to make your business run without it running you. That could have been the title. Mm-hmm. But what I want people to focus on is the action. And there's a question that I ask in that book, which is the next action I'm about to take in radical service of my desired future or the future I say I want? I'm about to pick up the chocolate cake. Is this action in radical service of the future I want? I'm about to buy this new Lamborghini. Is this action in service of the future I say I want? I'm about to spend frivolously on this thing. Is this action in service of the future I say I want? If you took that one question and you applied that in your life and said, okay, is this action I'm about to take in service of my desired future? That's a very profound question. And here's the thing I think most people don't do is, I started this by saying all action is driven by conversation, and most importantly, conversation you have with yourself. So here's a trick that I think you could take away from today. And I got this from a guy who wrote a book called Chatter. His name is escaping me right now, but it's a phenomenal book. The name of the book is Chatter. One of the things he talks about is that it's called the fly on the wall technique. And what you do is you just say, okay, I am very determined to get into a particular kind of shape, fitness level. So I have some goals and it includes a certain amount of weight and running a particular distance, etc. That's my goal, right? That is Keto 2.0. So I'm about to make a choice. Do I go to the bar and meet my friends or do I spend 40 minutes on the bike? What would Keto 2.0 do? Keto 2.0 would get on the bike. So I get my tail on the bike. So get yourself an alter ego, dare I say. Like Beyonce has Sasha Fierce. Kobe had the Black Mamba. Those things are incredible mental tricks or hacks to use to bring out the best you possible, which is when Kobe was in the court, he was the Black Mamba. He wasn't Kobe Bryant. The Black Mamba was dangerous and bad. He was like a dominant force, right? Mm-hmm. What he was doing was building an alter ego to himself, talking about that 2.0 version of himself, that version of himself that is unstoppable on the court. Nobody could touch it. Each of us has that in us. But where does that start? It starts with the conversation you have with yourself. Everything we do comes right back to conversations. In our world, we talk about practice, we talk about habits, we talk about mindset, we talk about everything. What the research is very clear on is action is what leads to the transformation. And the first action you have to take is the way you talk to yourself, the kinds of conversations you have with people in your inner circle, and the way you talk to the sector or system where you're trying to impact or influence. Let me just spend a couple minutes with the people who are in your inner circle, and I'll tell a quick story here. When I was 17 actually, I had an injury and I decided to play rugby. I'd been playing rugby for about 3 months, and the coach, after the training, a guy walked up to me and said, "Hey, they're looking at you to join the Trinidad national team, but they think you smoke, drink, and party too much." I didn't know the guy was my dad's friend at the time, but that's not the point. I decided that day when he talked to me, I was kind of thrown off, like, who are you? Who's this guy? Mm-hmm. And I decided, you know what? If they're looking at me, I need to do everything in my power to make sure that I make that team. I went home, and my best friend at the time was my brother and a bunch of guys I grew up with. I had to stop hanging out with my brother. I had to stop hanging out with my best friends, guys I knew forever, because those are the people who were influencing my behaviors. I wasn't about to change them. There's no way in the world I'd get them to stop smoking and all that. They still smoke to this day. They all smoke weed and all that to this day. I don't. And I made that decision at 17 that I was going to do everything in my power to make sure I made that team. So I started waking up at 5 a.m. and training. I trained before school, after school, etc. And I made that national team. I think that was a turning point in my life. I made a decision. I'll give you an example. There was a test that we had to do. And I knew that if I was the fastest and fittest person in the league, they had to pick me. I'd only been playing rugby for 5 or 6 months. So they weren't picking me for experience. That wasn't my competitive edge. That wasn't the highest and best use of my skill. The way they could use me is I had to be the fastest and fittest person in the league. And that's what I trained to do. And that is called a strategy. My strategy to get onto the team was to be the fastest and fittest under 19 player in the entire league. And I knew if I did that, they had to pick me. You apply that same thinking to your business. How do I ensure? What's the thing I need to do to make sure my customers pick me every single time over my competitor? And that is at the heart of strategy. Once you figure that out, implementation and execution of that is your tactics. And that is something that I think a lot of people struggle. And that's why I wrote this book. And that's why I think this book will have a massive impact on a lot of people and their lives. Because if you get that right, you don't just like double your business. You make leaps in your life and your business. You transform everything you do because you've done an activity that's absolutely transformative, strategic, and well executed.
Incredible. Incredible. We're out of time, but before I let you go, how could people pre-order the new book, Strategy to Action, Run Your Business Without It Running You?
Start by visiting my website, ketanimin.com, and subscribing to my newsletter. Every 2 weeks, I send out tidbits and things that I'm learning, etc. People love that newsletter. And go anywhere that you buy books, type in ketanimin or Strategy to Action and purchase the book. You will get it on November 22nd or November 23rd, depending on what part of the world you're in. And I look forward to seeing how this book impacts you. One of the things I just want to ask everybody, if you buy this book, I want to hear from you. I want to hear how you put the actions into the real world. So I want to hear from you. So find me on keithedeming.com, and I hope you get a lot of value from that book.
Amazing. We're out of time. What a great show. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WR, the Voice of New York. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.